Hi, Master. Are you awake? To be honest, I thought you'd be asleep by now. I would have been so devastated if you actually were. I don't know. We could just hang out and chat for a bit. When I'm alone, I usually end up scrolling on Instagram and watching random YouTube videos until I fall asleep. I'm afraid I'll bore you to sleep by showing you makeup tutorials all night, though. No, really. I don't think you'll last long. Unless you suddenly have an interest in cross-dressing. Maybe we could make it work. Who knows? It could be fun to have you waltzing around the manor doing random odd jobs while everyone tries to figure out who you are. Good point. You're missing. We suddenly get a new maid at the same time. It wouldn't be long before everyone put two and two together. That's not a bad thing either. Everyone would be all over you once the news broke out. Our perverted cross-dressing master. You're not actually into that, are you? I'm not judging, just curious. Well, if you are ever interested in it, let me know. I'll turn you into the prettiest girl in the manor. I had a lot of fun today. Thanks for putting up with all my nonsense, Master. You don't have a problem if I keep kissing you, right? I don't even want to use the game as an excuse anymore. I just want to kiss. If you're not complaining, I'm assuming I'm okay to go ahead. Let's stop for now. I don't want to get carried away again, even though that's basically all I did today. Hey, can I be serious for a second? I'm actually being for real right now, Master. I've been avoiding this for too long, and I'm not sure I'll have the guts to say it next time. Do you remember the first time we met? You mean you saw a crying, blubbering mess on the sidewalk? You don't need to sugarcoat it for my sake. I am well aware that wasn't exactly my finest hour. I never told you what happened that day. I was too afraid to confront the bad memories. No, it's okay, Master. I really appreciate you being so considerate and all. But I need to say this. I was never really all that close to my parents. More of the opposite, actually. They were gambling addicts and were barely ever around. I basically had to raise myself. Really, I got the whole package with my parents. Whenever they were at home, they were always screaming, shouting, always finding something new to complain about. Why were my grades so bad? Why do I care so much about makeup? Why don't I find a real job and give up on being a cook? It's funny, because they were taking most of my money and blowing it at the casino. Like, hello, rude much. I ended up just shutting my brain off whenever they were around. What else was there for me to do? During my last year of school, I quit my job so I could focus on studying. They weren't happy about that either. Fast forward to when I finally finished, the day after my 18th birthday. When I got home, I found all my stuff chucked into some garbage bags and left on the front porch. I guess since I wasn't working anymore, I was nothing but dead weight to my parents. That didn't stop me from trying to get in. I knocked and knocked and knocked. Nothing. Spare key, gone. They were even petty enough to change the locks. For all I know, they probably weren't even at home. I can bet they went to the casino without thinking twice about me. All those years of keeping quiet and dealing with my parents, I finally broke. All I could do at the time was sit down and cry. For who knows how long. Eventually, you showed up. To be honest, at this point, I thought I physically couldn't cry anymore. You started talking for a bit, and the next thing I knew, I was sobbing again in your arms. I don't even remember what you said for that to happen. Give yourself some credit. I wouldn't call your jokes shitty if I was laughing at them. Or maybe I was so delirious I wasn't hearing you properly. Either way, it worked out in the end, didn't it? Then you called Miss Silica and gave me a ride to the mansion. I still can't believe everyone was so nice to some girl you picked off the street. I know you probably remember all this, but thinking about it still confuses me. The worst day of my life ended up being one of the best. By the way, where did you even go after we got to the manor? I swear I didn't see you for the rest of the night. Wait, so you never had a chance to visit me? That actually makes sense. Everyone was so worried they finally left me alone at like 3 in the morning. You need your sleep too, after all. Still, you were the one I wanted to see most. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I just totally dumped my emotional baggage on you, didn't I? The point I was trying to get at was, thank you, Master. Thank you so much for taking me in that day. I know I've said it before, but I really, really want you to understand. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Master. I love you. I love you so much. My prince. My savior. My knight in shining armor. Even now, knowing what my parents put me through, I'd still do it again if it meant I would meet you. There's no one else I'd rather be with. I must sound so corny right now, but once in a while should be fine. I can cringe at myself later. I was waiting for a good moment to tell you. All day, in fact. No matter how close I got, the words could never come out of my mouth. When you were awake, at least. I didn't know how you would react, and it scared me a little. Aren't all guys worried about hearing that or something? That's all I ever see online, articles and videos about men being afraid of love. I know you wouldn't actually do this, but I was worried you'd fire me if I confessed. I love you too, Master. What does this make us now? I doubt I can start calling you my boyfriend. There's nothing wrong with being your maid, either. Things are going to be so awkward tomorrow, I'm calling it. We were having such a nice moment, and you had to get a boner. Was one time not enough for you? Oh, so it's my fault for sitting on your crotch, huh? Fine, I'll find somewhere else to sit. Ooh, I know. Your face looks like a perfect spot. How's that? Any better? No. Even after I moved for you? Well, then I have no clue what to do anymore. I'm not sitting there anymore. So maybe I should keep sitting on your face until it goes down on its own. You're gonna need to speak up if you want me to do something, Master. I can barely hear you from under there. What's that? Can you say it again? And whose fault was it again that you got hard out of nowhere? That's what I thought. Now I'll begin my special service. You've only gotten harder since I've moved. Let's give you some fresh air. So this is what it looks like up close. There was so much soap in the way earlier that I couldn't get a proper look. It's so hot and manly. I can feel the blood flowing through it. I want to taste it. Your cock smells like the melon from the bath. If only it could actually taste like it, too. But this taste isn't too bad either. I can get used to this. Are you feeling good, Master? I'm pretty sure it's obvious I don't have much experience. But if you could lend me your meat stick more often, I'm sure I'll be a pro in no time. I am so insanely turned on right now. Hey, can you see, Master, how wet my panties are getting? Look at what you've done to me. Sure, go ahead. Move them out of the way. Hey, your breath is ticklish. On second thought, it's really embarrassing exposing my pussy like this. Why is your breath getting even heavier? Where? I never told you to start licking me, Master. It feels so good, I can hardly concentrate. Why does your tongue have to feel so good? I'll just have to return the favor. Your taste is getting even stronger. Is that pre-cum leaking from the tip? Guys are usually the most sensitive there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it must feel amazing when I lick your head, doesn't it? Your pre-cum is so viscous. It's so lewd watching it trail off my tongue. I'd rather have my mouth over your cock instead, though. Your soft moans are so cute. How about I try my tongue, too? Too much fun teasing you. Your cock is twitching like crazy. And you're leaking so much pre-cum, too. It never seems to stop, no matter how much I lick it. And the scent, it's filling my nostrils. I'm getting even more turned on. No fear, Master. Sticking your tongue inside my pussy like that. Are you trying to turn this into a competition or something? Oh, so that's how it is. All right. I doubt we need to go over the rules. I'll make you come in no time. You're way too big to fit into my mouth. But my hand should handle the bass just fine. How's that, Master? A blowjob and a handjob at the same time? It feels so good you could just blow your load at any moment, right? You don't need to hold back. I want you to paint the inside of my mouth white. I know you want to come, Master. Who cares about winning anyway? Wouldn't it be so much better to feed me your delicious hot cum? Don't you feel like giving up yet? Fine. Why is your tongue so good at this? I'm being pushed to the brink. I'll have to finish you off first. Your cock is throbbing so hard. I know you're at your limit, Master. Just give in already. Come for me, Master. Give me what I want and blow your load. Come. It's so thick, I can barely swallow it all. I can still feel some cum stuck in my throat. Oh, right, yeah. We did tie. Your tongue was so good, I ended up coming all over your face. But honestly, who cares about that, Master? You teased my pussy so much, I'm still dripping wet. And here you are, with your cock all sad and limp after driving me crazy. It's not fair to leave me as a wet mess while you get to be all satisfied. I'm not even close to being finished yet. I want your cock hard again. It doesn't matter how sensitive it is, Master. I'll suck it for as long as it takes. Fill my mouth with your rock-hard cock, Master. I know you still have a ton of cum stored in your balls. I'll suck whatever cum is left inside your urethra. You don't want to leave me hanging like this, do you? I know you can get hard for me again, Master. There we go. Just a little more until you're ready to go again. Don't you want to come inside me next time, Master? No, not my mouth. Here. I want it deep inside my dripping pussy. So get nice and hard for me, okay? Finally, my mouth was actually getting a little tired. I meant what I said, though, Master. Ready for round 3.